speak to the young people, although we're all young a little bit, aren't we? If somebody at school, say a friend or great friend of yours, you know, somebody's close to you, if they said to you, "What is the love of Jesus?" would you know what to say? Or would you have any idea? You know, the love of Jesus. What would come to your mind, or from your experience? Any thoughts on this? The love of Jesus? Huh? Any ideas on this? What would you say? The other thing. What comes to your mind? What comes to your mind?
Salvation.
Yes, we'll get to heaven. Salvation. Yes, Elizabeth.
Is that what comes to blood for us?
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, the love of Jesus. Yes. What else comes to mind? Yes, what else comes?
The Spirit. Love.
Yes. Right. So let's just take it a step further. What is it to you personally? What is it to you personally? Any thoughts on this? Supposing your friend says to you, "But what is the love of Jesus to you?" What would you say? What would you say, Nanny? With what sign?
Eternal life.
Yes, eternal life. Yes. Rely on, always trust on as well. Absolutely. Any other thoughts on this? Any other thoughts? Yes, Elizabeth.
Always looking after us and watching over us.
Always looking after us and watching over us. Absolutely. But you've all said yes. He what, darling? He cares for us. Absolutely, he does. He does. But should I tell you something else you can also say that I think is important? That he has forgiven me. And that is what is really going to speak. Because that will open up all sorts of things in your mind. And they're going to then say, "Well, what do you mean by forgiven?" And then you see you're able then to open up about how sin has entered into the world, how man is separated from God, and how that he's not only forgiven me, but he can forgive you as well. And they'll then say to you, "Well, how do you know he's forgiven you?" Because then you come out with a lot of those things that you just said, you know, his peace, he walks with me, his forgiveness, and all those sort of things. You can begin to speak from your experience. But we always, when people ever ask us, you know, about Jesus, or who does he mean to you, or how do you know you're Christian, one of the first things to always start with is that Jesus has forgiven me. Forgiven me of sin that separated. And you see, as you walk with Jesus, and as you go along in this walk, you're going to realize about that forgiveness. It's when you make a bad mistake. It's when you miss it so bad, or you really know in your heart that what you did was so wrong, and as you turn to him for repentance, you're going to then begin to really understand and know that real forgiveness, that pardon that we call it, that he has on our lives. And that's what's really then going to start to come out when people start to ask you these questions. Because they will, if they haven't already, they can ask you, your friends, and when you eventually go to college or university or you start work, you're going to find people are going to ask you these questions. And we always start with the fact that Jesus has forgiven me. Because we wouldn't be here today if Jesus had not forgiven us. He hadn't pardoned us. So we're here today because of that. And that's why the gospel is the good news, because it's about forgiveness. Man doesn't forgive. A lot of these strange religions, you notice they don't have much forgiveness in their religions, but the Christian faith is about forgiveness. And let's really exalt that. Let's make a lot of that. And if we know that in our lives, that we've been forgiven, we've been touched, it can't help but come out. It comes out in your talk, in your conversation. And your friends are going to see that joy of forgiveness that is in your life.